From America's frontier, Nebraska, it's the Outdoor Connection with Rick Windham on News Talk 1240 KODY.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection, brought to you by the Minnow Bucket. Stop in for all your hunting and fishing outdoor needs, CTJ, at the Minnow Bucket, 1013 South Jeffers. And that's a big plug for us. Good morning, Steph. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Rick?
For those listening, this is Steph Thompson. And what is the name of the company that you have that promotes all these events?
It's Western Nebraska Gun Shows.
That should be easy enough for me to remember.
Or you could just say WMGS.
Oh, you got to have something like, you know, WMGS Inc.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go.
Make it sound really cool. So
yeah.
How are you been?
Good.
Obviously
cold here.
Yeah. Obviously busy because we have a new gun show to talk about.
We do. Yes, pretty exciting.
How many do you now produce and organize and do everything you do?
So we have the Brule show, and then this is our first show in Bridgeport, and we're hoping to do 2 shows a year in Bridgeport as well, just like we do with Brule.
Very good. Now, for those people that are listening that may not know where Bridgeport is, can you give us a geography lesson?
So it's about 40 miles north of Sydney and about 30 miles west of Scotts Bluff.
Right up at the west end of Lake McConaughey, basically.
Yeah. And it's pretty exciting. They haven't had a gun show over there. And John Erickson is one of our partners, and he lives in Bridgeport. And so when we acquired Brule, it was always our goal to add Bridgeport to our mix. So about 3 weeks ago, he called and said, "Hey, what do you think about having a show at the end of January?" I'm like, "We can do it." And we have pulled it off in 3 weeks' time.
And as far as meeting the goal of getting one up there at John's hometown, you did that relatively quick because you guys have been, what, 2 years, 3 years at this?
2 years, yes, 2 years.
That's so pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Like, we enjoy all of the vendors and the people that are returning customers and new customers. And we always try to do a raffle to entice people, but with the ways that the industry is right now, we're doing our raffle a little different.
I got a question about your raffle. I noticed on the flyer, it said you have a raffle for $500 in gun show bucks. What is a gun show buck?
So a gun show buck is you can spend $500 with one of our vendors that's set up there at the show. So it's kind of different because with the industry, it's so hard to say we can get this gun or we can get this gun. So we decided to do it a little bit different. They do it in North Platte at their gun show, and it seems to work. So we kind of borrowed the idea from them. So what happens is you buy the $5 raffle ticket, and then Sunday at 1 o'clock, we will do the drawing, and then you have 2 hours to come and spend your $500. Or if you can't make it back, then you can, if you know a vendor that you know you wanted a product from, you can just tell us, "Hey, this is who I want to work with," and we'll take care of it.
You know, if you handed me a chit for $500 at a gun show, it wouldn't take me 2 hours to burn through that.
No, me neither. Me neither.
Oh, man.
The thing of it is you have $500. So that means you don't have to spend it just with one vendor. Let's say you find a couple of different products from different vendors. We will just take care of the payment as long as it totals $500.
Very good. Well, let's get some of the particulars out of the way. When, where, all those type of things. When is the event?
Tomorrow, January 30th, and Sunday, January 31st. Saturday, our hours are from 9 to 5, and Sunday from 9 to 3.
And I want to let the listeners know that to get somebody that organizes a gun show on the radio the day before the event, it's like pulling teeth.
While
they are busy.
Getting gas to leave home to get to Bridgeport.
They are busy, so thank you very much.
Oh, you are welcome. I'm happy to be on here. I think it's great that you reach out and have us on. I really do. So
now the location. We mentioned it's in Bridgeport, but where?
So it's at the Prairie Winds Community Center, 428 Main Street, and it's that newer community center right at that corner, like you can turn to go to Gearing. And it's right across from the gas station. I think there's a bank on the corner.
Yeah, if you're coming
if
up,
I remember correctly.
Yeah, if you're coming up from the south, you know, I've gone to Sydney and then go up. If you cross the river, you've gone too far.
Yes, that's for sure.
Okay, and times you mentioned, but run over those again. The doors will be open when?
Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
And the raffle drawing will be held up on Sunday, just like I said, so you have that couple of hours to come and spend that money.
And this is all mountain time?
Correct, yes.
Adjust your clocks accordingly.
Yes, I know. I have to do the same because I'm used to being on Central Time.
Admission cost?
$5.
Now, do you have a two-day thing for that one if you want, or just $5, period?
I think, no, we are doing the $9 if you want to come in for 2 days. Sorry. Yes,
okay.
We are doing that.
And then what is all going to be there to see?
Oh, my goodness. We have a variety. We do have some vendors that set up at the Brule Show that are going to be there. Veronica will be there with her raw honey. Everybody loves that.
Oh, yes. I've had that before. It's very good.
Yeah, so she'll be there with that. We have another lady for some women's products coming up. I think turquoise knives. So we also have a vendor coming as far as Bertrand, Nebraska. So we have a lot of same but new vendors that we see in Brule.
Very nice.
And a lot from Alliance and a few from Colorado. We're just going to have a variety of guns and holsters and as much ammo as possible.
That is a big thing right now.
Yes, it is.
People measure gun show. People that are familiar with gun shows measure them by how many tables are there. Well, you know, how big is it going to be? So what do you got for a lineup and tables and things?
We have about 115 tables, maybe a couple more than that. So it's,
very
it's
good.
Still going to be a good size show.
That'll be right on par with Brule's gun show then.
Yeah, yeah. The layout's going to be a little bit different. There is a little meeting room that John and his powders and all that jazz that you're used to picking up from him at Brule, they will be there. And there is food going to be available. I can't give a ton of details because I haven't had their food, but I hear it's really good.
It's a local vendor?
It is, yeah.
Very nice.
Just with throwing everything together in a few weeks' time, asking our gals from Omaha to come was just, I don't know. So
I'm still amazed that you can get those gals from Omaha to come back to Brule every year.
I don't know what we'd do without them.
They're famous.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what we'd do without those ladies. So.
You will just have to get this new crew. They'll have to come up with maybe a special pie or a special dish that'll be their signature that everybody will say, oh, yeah, that's at the Bridgeport Gun Show.
Yeah, we did try to ask her to keep things pretty similar to what our gals from Omaha do with, you know, how things are ran. And you can get it to go, I believe, and if you don't feel comfortable staying, but... Yeah, we're excited about the show and can't wait to see how it turns out. I've had a lot of calls this week asking how many people are going to be there.
Very good.
I don't know. I hope a lot.
Very good. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make this show because I already had this weekend booked. But I am definitely planning on coming to Brule. So.
Yeah, Brule is February 20th and 21st. Not to steal the thunder from Bridgeport by any means, but, you know, just putting it out there to give a little heads up that that's coming up February 20th and 21st.
I want to go back to the gun show bucks for a second. We talked about it. We talked about what it was, and you get $500 to go spend in the show. How much does a raffle ticket cost?
It's $5 for a raffle ticket.
So
you could spend $5 and potentially win $500 in gun show bucks.
So if I got you $5 even though I wasn't there, could we still say, and I got the draw for whatever reason? How would I work that?
You know, we could figure something out. You know, I'm going to be coming through North Platte, Rick, so I can stop at the station there and pick it up for you. $5, or I can just, you know, take care of it for you and hope that you win, if you trust me.
Oh, I trust you, yeah. But that would be kind of cool. You know, get a call that says you got it, and then,
yeah. So
I'd probably ask you.
Larry Schwarzkopf from Oshkosh is going to be there, so is Bob Goings from Juanita.
Yeah, know
so
Larry very well.
Found some things, or you've worked with them before, and you're like, you know what, I'm not going to make it back over between 1 and 3 to spend the money. Can I just work with Larry or Bob or JB or John or whoever? And we can definitely get that taken care of for you.
Oh, I could just name you one of the guns I'd like to have, and we could work from there.
There you go. I could go on a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
I could find it.
I want a Ruger Precision 22.
Oh, man. I'm going to keep that one in mind for you.
That for 22 rifles, that's probably one of the things on my not-too-distant future wish list. So. Not, you know, they're just cool. I just like them. I'm kind of a Ruger fan anyway, so.
I am, too. And I like Smith & Wesson.
Oh, yeah. There's something I need. If somebody has this particular gun for sale, I've got a buddy of mine that's looking for it. It's the Smith & Wesson M&P 9mm first generation single stack magazine.
Huh.
I cannot find one.
I'll see, but you know, like I said, the industry is so tough right now. You
this
know,
this would be a used. This would be a used gun because they've been out several years, and that's why I can't find them in the new realm because Smith & Wesson's moved on to what they think is something bigger and better.
Right.
But anyway,
such is the case with our world these days.
That's right. That's right. I'm very anxious. I know next year, is it going to be about the same time next year? Is it going to be in January? And then what's the other one going to be? You said two.
We're still looking at the dates because one of the options, I was like, I don't know that I can be there, but the other two guys could probably be there. So we're still trying to figure out that second show for fall. Probably the October-ish area, but I'm not 100% sure yet.
Okay. Be sure to keep me in mind. Send me a notice.
I sure will. And we have a Facebook page for both the Bridgeport Gun Show and the Brule Gun Show. So you can go onto Facebook and type in either Bridgeport Gun Show or Brule Gun Show, and you can like our page. And we'll keep you up to date on those things as well.
Okay. Of the vendors and things coming in so far, which ones have piqued your interest?
You know, there's several new ones that I haven't even met yet, so which is kind of interesting. I can't put my finger on one specific right now, just because I'm just excited to see how this all comes together and to see the different variety of vendors.
It's the classic kid in a candy shop scenario.
Yeah. Like, I'm a you know, 5 hours to drive, but I'll get there.
Okay. And I assume you're headed up today. You said you're passing through North Platte, so you're headed up today.
Yep, I sure am.
For people that want to go up there and maybe stay over, you got some recommendations on motels in the area?
So, I mean, Yellowstone Hotel.
You're breaking up a little bit. Where'd you go?
Uh-oh. Am I still there?
You're here. I got you now.
Okay. There's a couple of motels, but the last I heard, they were full or almost full
there
in Bridgeport. So Sydney or Scotts Bluff would be a good option, but I would definitely still check with Cobblestone and or Meadowlark and see if they've had any cancellations or anything open up.
Very good. Now, vacancies or a lack of vacancies, is that attributable to the gun show?
I think partially because
Excellent.
It's a smaller town. You know, it's like a population of 1,200, so they don't have but just a couple of motels.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the gun show and wrap up and let you get on the road.
Okay, sounds good, Rick.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after these messages.
For months, the Chicago Teachers Union has forbidden their teachers to show up at city schools because of the coronavirus, despite the fact that schools do not contribute to the spread of the illness, according to the CDC. So lately, the Chicago Teachers Union has been negotiating with school administrators who want to begin the process of reopening the schools on a gradual basis, something other cities and states have been doing for months. But on Sunday, the rank-and-file union members, voted overwhelmingly to give administrators the collective middle finger. They said they would not return to the classroom despite an order requiring 10,000 teachers to show up this week. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightweight is pleading with the union to return to work to no avail.
As long as you've got the right gear, the fish won't stop biting. And this winter, during the hard water season, you need the minnow bucket in North Platte. TJ has just stocked his inventory with the Ice Angler's Paradise, including, but not limited to, rod combos, line and ice spikes, sleds, tents, augers. From smelt to live bait minnows, jigging wraps or quiver spoons, even electronics including underwater cameras. All the gear and creature comforts can be found at the Minnow Bucket, 1013 South Jeffers, North Platte.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Steph Thompson this morning. We're talking about the Bridgeport Gun Show. And I think it's pretty cool that you got one up there in that neck of the woods.
Yeah, I do too. I think, you know, we just want to continue to expand. We've had another person approach us about a possible another location. So it would be pretty cool to have more than 4 shows a year, you know. So
you're going to have to be careful. This is going to get out of hand.
You're going to have
more to do than you got time.
But you look at it this way, the more that we do, we continuously find something intriguing to come up with, or we just get better at our duties. So
right.
It just kind of goes, that's why when John said, you know, 3 weeks ago, hey, do you think we can get this done? We did, you know, because we've been working on it for a couple of years, and it's been going well. So
there's an old, I'm a collector of sayings with my writing and stuff. I'm fascinated with words, fascinated with how things sound. And one of the little signs I have in my office where I do most of my writing, it's not a job if it's a passion.
Right.
So that's where you are right now.
Absolutely enjoy being around people and that kind of thing. So being able to host these shows, I love the interaction with the vendors and the customers, you know, and the public that comes in. So you're right. It's a passion. Like, I can't quit my full-time job to do it, but I do enjoy doing it.
It's like some of my things are hobbies that got out of control and they've turned into jobs.
You know, and it's a little scary right now with how things are in our country and the demand for firearms and ammunition. And we're just hoping that manufacturers and stuff can start catching up and getting orders filled. And, you know, with the new president, nobody knows what's going to happen. So we're just going along as normal until we hear otherwise.
I was talking with a manufacturer's representative the other day, ammunition manufacturer's representative, and the topic was, you know, what's the holdup? Why is ammunition so slow getting to the shelves? And COVID is still a big issue with a lot of that. In this particular case, these guys produce, you know, millions of rounds of ammunition a year, and sometimes running the assembly lines 24 hours a day, they're down to one 8-hour shift on the line because they've got people out with COVID. And even when they get it loaded, boxed, and to the shipping dock, then they don't be able to take it anywhere. Either the truckers are out with COVID, or they've been designated off. They're hauling COVID vaccine everywhere. So it's a supply chain issue of unprecedented proportions, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah. So we're hoping, you know, this COVID thing will settle down. We have had to talk to the health district, obviously, just like we did with our September show for Brule.
Right.
And so we do have approval to have the show. You do not have to wear a mask. It is not required. But if you feel more comfortable wearing a mask, you're more than welcome to.
You need a cool mask that has some type of, you know, gun-related picture on the front of it. And
I think you're right.
And, you know, sell them for $1 a piece at the door or whatever it is. But I've had a lot of people would get them just and have Bridgeport Gun Show on them just to have it as a souvenir.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
The inaugural event.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, also,
yeah, we're excited.
I also wanted to let people know that you are not just another pretty face and a pretty voice. You are a shooter.
I am. I don't have as much time to go out and shoot as I'd like to or need to,
uh-huh.
But yes, I am. That, my full-time job, and my grandkids that I get to help with. And, you know, life is just busy.
That's true. I remember the last time we were talking, you were at Brule. You were looking for a new specific handgun that you had been looking for, and I never heard if you found that.
I did, and it's a terrible story. I had to have it, went and shot 5 to 10 rounds of it after I got it, and I sold it.
Didn't like it.
I didn't like it. It wasn't for me, and that's the main thing. If you're a first-time gun buyer, come out to the show and put your hands on as many different handguns as you can to make sure that it fits you.
Exactly right. If it doesn't feel good in your hands and, you know, point where you want it to go, it doesn't make any difference how much it costs or how pretty it might be in the machining and the artwork with it. It's not going to be for you.
No, and you know what, Rick? I had that gun 2 weeks. 2 weeks. But I had to have it.
Well, now you know.
Now I know. It is for somebody else, but it is not the right one for me.
So now which one is on your list?
Well, I don't really have one on my list right now. Maybe a Glock 43. I don't know. I don't know. I've got my Smith & Wesson 380 EZ, and then I've got a Ruger SR22. So I have things that I can carry, but, you know, you just I want the gun that I never should have traded in. Never should have got rid of that Ruger 380 with the laser on it. That was the best gun that I ever bought.
I
kick myself for getting rid of it.
I think all of us who have had firearms over the years, we all have one or two that we kick ourselves constantly for getting rid of.
So. Well, and I know the people that own it now, and so I told them, if you ever are ready to get rid of that, you know the first person to talk to.
First right of refusal, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, before we run out of time on the show, let's go back over the particulars. The Bridgeport Gun Show, it's going to be tomorrow and Sunday, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, yes. And the address?
It is 428 Main Street in Bridgeport. It's the Prairie Winds Community Center.
And if you're coming in to Bridgeport, it's the main north-south road. So find that, and you're probably on your way. I'm sure you'll have it marked well.
Yeah, and I think we're going to have the same signs that we use for Brule that say gun show with the arrows. I think we're going to have those out.
Okay.
And we've done as much advertising as we possibly can. People are welcome to call me if you have any questions. If I don't answer right away, leave me a message, and I will get back to you, or you can text me.
And where would they call? What number?
308-233-2501.
Very good. And again, some of the particulars, doors will be open at what times?
9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Admission is $5 per day or $9 for both days.
Very good. You have.
And children under 12 are free if they're with an adult. Most children under 12 don't come to the gun show by
themselves. By themselves, but yeah. be careful how you say that, because 12 and, you know, children under 12 are free. It's like, are you free to get in, or are you giving away children under 12?
Oh, yeah, we're not giving away children. I don't have enough to go around, I don't think.
No, you can get rid of the grandkids.
Oh, no, I like them.
I understand. I've got a 9-month-old grandson in Virginia that I have never seen yet due to COVID stuff.
Oh, man, you got to get to Virginia.
Yeah, that's still in the plan. So anything else you'd like to add or say?
Just come on over. Take a little drive this weekend. Get out of the house. Come on over to Bridgeport and check it out. Let's make this first Bridgeport show one of the best.
Very good. I'm looking forward to getting up there sometime. I have seen the building off to the east side of the road when I come through Bridgeport, and I know where it is, and it looks like it would make a great venue.
Yeah, I'm excited to be inside of it. I've not been inside yet. So
no, I have not either.
Yeah, I'm excited to see, and John and his crew and the crew at the community center got the table set up last night, so we are ready for vendors to set up at 2:00 today.
You got it all mapped out, huh?
Yeah, we sure do.
Excellent. Well, you have a safe drive, and
thank you very much, Rick.
On the show, and then we'll have you back in a couple weeks to talk about Brule.
Sounds great, Rick. Thank you very
all right.
much.
That's it for this week, folks. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.